Who put the jelly in a PB&J? Shelley Fraser-Mickle is here today to tell us.
I don't think it's possible to grow up in America without eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Whoever came up with the brilliant idea of adding jelly to one side of the bread and peanut butter to the other deserves a Nobel Prize, in my opinion. But whoever it was has been lost to history, and yet I know who would like to claim it. You see, my grandfather, whom I called Papa John, came to visit us in 1949 when I was four. Somewhere around midnight, he got up to fix himself a sandwich, and we heard a terrific thump, which woke everybody up. Papa John yelled out that he'd just run into the doorstop on the way to the kitchen, and for us to go back to sleep. I was just about drifting off myself when I felt a tapping on my shoulder. "Psst," Papa John was saying to me. "Come on and get up. I need you for something." I followed him into the kitchen, and as I did, I noticed he was walking like Ahab in the movie of Moby Dick. And when we got into the kitchen, he sat down in a chair and propped his foot up on another chair and pointed to his toe. "I think I broke it," he said. It was true. His little toe, which he had stubbed on the doorstop, was black and blue and as big as a sweet pickle. While he sat with it stuck in a bowl of ice water, he instructed me on how to make him a 6-layer peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Meanwhile, he was telling me how peanut butter came about, that in 1890, two doctors, George Bailey and John Harvey Kellogg, began experimenting with grinding peanuts as a nutritious food for patients who were short on teeth. He filled me in on the whole harvesting of peanuts, which is very complicated, and the making of peanut butter itself, which is no walk in the park either, since it involves roasting, sorting, grinding, and mixing. And yet we Americans love it so much that we need something like 200,000 jars a day. Then, while my Papa John and I were digging into his 6th-decker sandwich, he asked, "But you want to know who came up with the idea of adding the jelly?" When I stared silently back at him, he whispered, "I did." I don't know. There's just something that lends an air of truth to what a man tells you when he has broken a toe going after what he is claiming to have thought up.
Shelley Fraser-Mickle's new novel is titled The Turning Hour.